Britain's Prince Philip has been laid to rest in a service that honored his service to the country, the Crown, and the Queen, his wife Elizabeth. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
Inside the Gothic Windsor Chapel, the service was simple and somber. There was no sermon at Philip's request and no family eulogies or readings, in keeping with royal tradition. However, the Dean of Windsor, David Connor, highlighted the Duke's dedication to the country and to his wife.
We have been inspired by his unwavering loyalty to our Queen, by his service to the nation and the Commonwealth, by his courage, fortitude, and faith.
The widowed British monarch, setting an example amid the coronavirus pandemic, sat alone at the ceremony. The entire procession and funeral took place out of public view within the grounds of Windsor Castle, but was shown live on television. Karen Chamas, London.
The global death toll from the coronavirus has topped a staggering 3 million people. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The tally by Johns Hopkins University shows, as of Saturday morning, more than 566,000 people in the United States have died of confirmed COVID-19 infections. But other countries have also suffered staggering tolls. Brazil is next on the list, followed by Mexico, where more than 211,000 people have died, and India, where the toll has topped 175,000. The United Kingdom, Italy, Russia, and France have all seen more than 100,000 deaths. The world passed 2 million deaths just in January. I'm Ben Thomas.
A judge in Sicily on Saturday ordered former Interior Minister Matteo Salvini to stand trial for having refused to let a Spanish migrant rescue ship dock in an Italian port in 2019, keeping the people at sea for days. Salvini, who attended the hearing, confirmed the outcome and insisted he was only doing his job and his duty by refusing entry to the Open Arms rescue ship and the 147 people it had rescued in the Mediterranean Sea. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.